This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم the hadith tonight collection of Muslim narrated by Hurayra. And this is within the theme of significance of Jumu'ah, which I'll talk about for another week or so, maybe two. Try and cover all the main hadith that talk about Jumu'ah and the importance of it. And again, the point of this is right around school time. I think everyone starts school tomorrow. Thanks for the school the students and mostly, I think also university, right? Tomorrow or something like that, day after. So you'll start and then Jumu'ah suddenly just plummets the numbers, just kind of take one of those Olympic dives down in terms of showing up. And it's not, it's understandable that people are stuck at school and stuff. What I'm trying to encourage really is just that doesn't mean you're exempted from Jumu'ah. Doesn't mean you have to come here or to any masjid. You're not exempted of Jumu'ah. You still have to figure out how you're going to pray Jumu'ah. And I'm not trying to suggest that everyone should, you know, boycott their work or university and stop. You're not exempted from Jumu'ah because you have a job or because you're studying. Because everybody is studying or is working, no one's exempted from Jumu'ah. You still have to attend Jumu'ah as Muslim males who are of age and not ill and not traveling and sane, you have to attend Jumu'ah. So it's something I want people to remind others. I think everyone here knows that, but just as a reminder for other people. This is what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, a very famous hadith, and you'll know it once I started, but I'm going to point out the piece that I'm interested in. قَالَ أَصْطَلَوَاتُ الْخَمْسُ وَالْجُمُعَةُ إِلَى الْجُمُعَةِ وَرَمَضَانُ كَفَّرَاتٌ لِمَا بَيْنَهُنَّ مَا لَمْ تُغْشَ الْكَبَائِرُ. So what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, is that the five prayers, and Jumu'ah, from one Jumu'ah to the other, and Ramadan, one to the other, they are kaffarat. And they expiate everything between them. Takfir here is the act of removal of sin. It's the act of removal of sin. And I'm not going to go into the linguistics of the word kufr or kafr because it has a lot of different usages in the Arabic language. One of them is to remove something, especially when you use it in this derivative. So a takfir here is to remove the removal of sin. So the Prophet ﷺ is telling us that these acts of worship serve as checkpoints. You play video games? Okay. You hit a checkpoint, everything resets, right? Your health goes back to full and they fill up your ammo and you're fine again, right? Every time you hit a checkpoint. So you just try to survive to get to the checkpoint. If you get to the checkpoint, everything you give it, your game is saved there. You don't have to go back and start all over again. And you get all this same thing. Yeah, you guys didn't play, sorry. I'm sorry, you didn't play video games? Well, boo-hoo. I don't have a good example for those who didn't play video games, honestly. But the concept here is the same. It's the same idea. Yeah, these acts of worship, if you make it to the second one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reset, get rid of all. مَا لَمْ تُغْشَ الْكَبَائِرُ. As long as you do not engage in the acts of sin that are considered as cardinal or major sins that require a tawbah, meaning require a change of life. And you have to make a decision, and you have to change your environment. That's what a kabira is. A kabira is something that is of such weight, like a sin that's so heavy that you need to pause your life and you have to come a complete makeover. You have to get rid of this. This has to be removed. This cannot stay here. You have to completely get away from everything that is going to allow you to do this again. That's why they're kabira, because they're a big deal. They're not something that you can just brush off. No, this requires you to take it seriously and you have to kind of change everything. Aside from that, we make a lot of mistakes. We make a lot of mistakes. We don't do things on time. We don't use the best language every time we speak. We don't always pray in the best manner. We make mistakes all the time. These mistakes, just you meet those checkpoints and they're forgiven. And Jumu'ah is one of them. Jumu'ah is the weekly checkpoint. Make it to Jumu'ah. And we'll talk about the etiquettes of making it to Jumu'ah so that it actually works. Make it to Jumu'ah in the week, the previous week. I want you to think about that every time you come to Jumu'ah from now on. Once you make it to Jumu'ah and you made it through the Salah, inshallah, you did everything right, the week before has been forgiven, inshallah. It's been removed. As long as you haven't fallen in kaba'ir and you're not doing, and if you're like, oh, I do have kaba'ir, well, then please take it seriously. Because it is, you cannot afford not to. You can't afford to act like, and if you don't know what the kaba'ir are, then go learn. Some scholars say that kaba'ir are the major sins, and any saga'ir, any small sins that are done repetitively or repeatedly. Now, saga'ir that are repeated all the time, meaning they're a habit, they're an addiction of some sort, then those qualify as kaba'ir as well. So just think about that. But Jumu'ah serves as that. It's like, okay, this week wasn't very good. Made a lot of mistakes this week. This week was a bad week for me. Make it for Jumu'ah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will remove all of that for you. That's, I think, the beauty of this day. That's why it's a celebratory day. We come, you dress well, you come to the Jummah. It's a celebratory day because this is the day you're going to be given your reward and your sins, inshallah, will be forgiven before. And what's more worthy of celebration than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looking at us and giving us that on that day. يَرُوِي الْإِمَامُ مُسْلِمٌ فِي صَحِيحِهِ عَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ الصَّلَوَاتُ الْخَمْسُ وَالْجُمُعَةُ إِلَى الْجُمُعَةِ وَرَمَضَانُ كفارات لما بينهن ما لم تغش الكبائر. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك. صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم. جزاكم الله خيرا, بارك الله فيكم, والسلام عليكم.